Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me to Luke, please, this evening. Can you give me some extra time tonight?
Yes.
This message tonight, I'm just bubbling over before I ever read to you about it. And I don't want it rushed. And I'm telling you, this word tonight will heal you. It'll heal you right where you sit. On the spot. I know from whence I speak. Didn't the Bible say he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction, from their death? Is there power in the word of God to come anointed and hit you and heal you? Is it? It is. And I'm telling you, it's in this word we're looking at tonight. So, get ready. Luke, what chapter is it? 5:12. Luke 5:12. Remember, this is not only for us here in the room tonight. It's for many, many others outside of this room, all over the world. That's not an exaggeration. And so, this is a weighty message. And so I want you to believe with me. Believe with me for this word to come out strong. And for healings. Healings from this word tonight. Tonight. And healing working in people after tonight and tomorrow from this very word. Luke 5:12. It came to pass when Jesus was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. This sounds like the prayer of millions of people. Lord, I know you can heal me if it's your will. This man asked the question exactly the way millions are asking and praying right now in 2006. Did Jesus answer him? Did he? Verse 13, he put forth his hand and he touched him and he said, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. Was there power in that word?
Yes.
Something happened. Something happened in his body. There was power when he looked at him and he said, I will be clean. When you know the will of God, faith comes up in your heart. And he told person after person, your faith made you whole. Faith came up. When this man heard, not only could he, it was his will now. The living Bible said, he said, sir, if you only will, you can clear me of every trace of my disease. Jesus reached out and touched the man and said, of course I will. Be healed. Don't you like that? Jesus said what? Of course I will. Be healed. And the leprosy left him instantly. Well, now we believe we got the answer to the question. Is it God's will to heal? Right out of the mouth of Jesus right here. He never changes and he's no respecter of persons. So if he said it then, he's saying it now. If he said it to him, he's saying it to you. Is he saying, I will?
Yes.
I will. You know, he never said I won't. People have tried to say in modern times that he often says, I'm sorry, it's not my will for you to be healed, or not now, or God's teaching you something through this disease, or any number of things, but you have not one scripture to back that up. You can't find any place in the gospel accounts where Jesus ever said anything like that, or whether they did that in the book of Acts in the beginning days of the church. It is unscriptural, ought not be preached, ought not be believed. How many know if you can't find it in the Bible, you ought not believe it? And you ought not live by it and base your expectation on that. Well, we've begun then, since we're convinced of this, though, looking at other scriptures and confirming that it is God's will for all of us to be healed today. Just like it's God's will for all to be saved and born again, just the same. It's God's will for all to be healed. Some people say, well, if it's God's will for all to be healed, then they'll be healed. Well, you could say that about people being born again, too. But it's not true. We have something to do with it. What we believe. What we receive. And so the beginning of faith is being established in the will of God. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word, the anointed word of God. And when you know His word, you know His will. Faith is there. You can receive. So we have gone reason after reason. And we're up to reason number what last week? Reason number 10. Number one, God's word is medicine. Number two, a strong spirit will sustain you. Number three, the original creation. Number four, God's will in heaven. Number five, the origin of sickness. Number six, sickness is a work of the devil. Number seven, the covenant of healing. Number eight, the eternal names of God. Number nine, sickness is a curse. And number 10, types of redemption. And we shouted about the Passover lamb, didn't we? And the atonement and the serpent on the pole and year of Jubilee, and right? And our premise was, if we can find healing in the type, what does that prove? There's healing in what the type was a type of. Redemption. So I want to get in it tonight. Number 11, we are sure it's God's will for all to be healed because healing is a part of redemption. Just as much as being saved from hell, just as much as being born again, healing is a part of redemption. It belongs to you equally with forgiveness of sin. Now, go with me again to 2 Corinthians. Scripture we looked at last week. 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, I believe it is. And verse 20. 2 Corinthians 1:20 says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes, and in Him amen, or so be it, unto the glory of God by us." How many of the promises of God?
All
of them. Now, we have said this before, and you may not know why I'm being so repetitive about it or so strong about it, but it is a big, big issue. I am convinced from the Word that there is no blessing available to mankind except through Jesus.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said now?
Yes.
That is an all-inclusive statement.
Yes.
I don't believe that, you know, God goes around that and does things any other way. To do so would be unjust. God, the Father, the Creator of heavens and earth, is the righteous judge of all the earth. He is known throughout time and eternity in all the universe. The Bible says He's known for His righteous judgments. And He's, no matter how much He loves you, He's not going to pervert justice for you.
Right.
He's not going to do wrong or do something unfair or unjust for anybody. So the only way He would have a right to do something for a man or a woman is through redemption. That way He's justified. He's justified, the Bible said Jesus is, and He is the justifier of those that believe in Him. So if anybody ever got healed, Old Testament, Gospel accounts, New Testament, last week, if anybody ever got healed, I'm saying, I believe the Bible is saying, it was based on what Jesus was going to do or what He's already done. You and I are looking back to the cross. It's already happened. It's already done. Well, we're about to read in Isaiah 53. In fact, be turning there right now. Go to Isaiah 53. And you know that in this chapter, it says, with his stripes, we are healed. Doesn't it? That's good news, my brother and sister. With his stripes, we are healed. But how many know 1 Peter 2:24 uses a different word? It said, by his stripes, you were healed. Why? Isaiah is looking by the Spirit to the future. Jesus hadn't been born yet in his time. The cross hasn't happened. The scourging hasn't happened. Him being raised from the dead hasn't happened on the earth. But he's looking at it in the Spirit. And he says, by whose stripes you are healed. But Peter's on the other side. Like we are. The Lord has come, born of a virgin, hung on the cross, scourged at the whipping post, raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of majesty. And now he says, by whose stripes you were healed. Everybody that ever got healed throughout the Old Covenant, the Old Testament, and all those years through the prophets and the law, they were healed based on what Jesus was going to do. Everybody that's ever been healed was ever healed in Jesus' ministry. All the masses and thousands that were healed in his earthly ministry were healed based on what he was about to do. And then anybody and everybody that's ever been healed since then have been healed based on what Jesus has already done at the cross. Do you believe that or not? All the promises of God, every one of them, find their fulfillment and God's, the Father's ability to say yes, and so be it, you can have it. It is all and it is only through Jesus. Oh, he's our hero, isn't he? He's everything. Huh? I get worked up when I start talking about him. Jesus is it. He's everything, isn't he? He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha. He's the Omega. He's the first. He's the last. And he's everything in between. He's it. There is no salvation apart from him. There is none. He is the only way. He's the way. The only way. There is no deliverance. There is no healing. There's no freedom. There's no blessing from God except through him. Through Jesus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Redemption, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002H. That's R2002H. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.